For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The Swedish Academy has announced that the Nobel Prize in Literature for 2015 goes to Belarusian author Svetlana Alexievich. The permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, Sarah Danius, made the announcement. Alexievich was born on May 31, 1948, in Ukraine, the daughter of a Belarusian father and a Ukrainian mother. Alexievich worked as a teacher and as a journalist, and she studied journalism at the University of Minsk. Danius recommended that people first read her book War's Unwomanly Face, translated into English in 1988. It was about 1 million Soviet women in the Red Army who participated in the Second World War alongside male soldiers. A senior official is stressing that China is open to any trade mechanism as long as it follows the rules of the World Trade Organization and supports the economic integration of the Asia-Pacific region. Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng made the remarks in a recent interview concerning the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. 12 Pacific Rim countries sealed the TPP early Monday to create the largest free trade area of the world. Gao Hucheng said China hopes the TPP pact and other free trade arrangements in the region can boost each other and contribute to Asia-Pacific's trade, investment, and economic growth. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has spoken highly of his country's bilateral economic relationship with China, saying that the Canadian government has achieved a lot in doing business and in exchange of people with China. Speaking at a Chinese-Canadian economic forum, Harper says that China is already Canada's second largest trade partner and that trade between Canada and China has more than doubled over the past 9 years. In addition, Harper lauds the contributions made to Canada by Canadian Chinese in various areas, such as business, academia, mathematics, medicine, sports, and science. China, Japan, and South Korea are set to hold a new round of trilateral free trade zone negotiations in Japan in December. The latest round of talks were held in Beijing last month, covering issues of trade in goods and services, investment, and the scope of the proposed FTZ. Negotiations for the trilateral FTZ have been ongoing since 2012. Combined gross domestic product and foreign trade volume of the three countries account for more than 20% of the world's total. The UN envoy for Libya has announced a national unity government for the country after months of difficult talks between warring factions. Bernardino Leon explained the UN's proposals at a news conference late on Thursday in Morocco. Leon said the prime minister for the new government is Faiz Sarraj. A new unity government will likely face multiple challenges, including an economy near collapse, a number of active militia groups, and severe needs for basic assistance. Israeli and Russian military officials have met in Tel Aviv to sort out a mechanism that would prevent accidents between their forces as Russia continues its operations in Syria. The meeting is held 2 weeks after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed on the coordination during a meeting in Moscow. An Israeli defense official voiced concern in the military that the Russian operation in Syria would disrupt the operation of Israel's radars deployed along the Syrian border. Russia has been conducting airstrikes in the past week in Syria against the Islamic State. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker says Europe's refugee crisis is expected to last for years. Juncker made the comments following a visit to a migrant reception center on Germany's border with Austria. Europe is now struggling to cope with its biggest migrant influx since World War II. U.S. Airman First Class Spencer Stone, who helped subdue an attacker on a French train in August, was stabbed in the state of California and is in stable condition. An Air Force spokesperson said details are sketchy, but that Stone is being treated in a hospital in the Sacramento area. The stabbing is being handled by local law enforcement officials, and the spokesperson had no details on the nature or exact location of the stabbing. Statistics show that Chinese consumers of luxury products are spending increasingly online. A survey by auditor KPMG and Twitter equivalent Sina Weibo analyzed survey responses from 10,000 luxury consumers. Nearly half of these interviewees said they had purchased most of their luxury items online. The maximum amount to pay online for a single item was 4,200 yuan or $660. The average expenditure was 30% higher than last year. There were also large numbers of Chinese buying luxury goods from abroad online. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.